Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour podcast. I'm your host, Miss Kev, on stage.
And I met Will Smith.
That's funny. The episode needs to start before and then go right into it so people can see that whole moment. Thank you guys so much for joining us today, this Tuesday, March 17th, 2020.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my gosh. It is Happy St. Patrick's Day. I had this brilliant idea to wear green last night, and I am in all black.
What happened?
I don't know. You're in all black.
Josh is in black. Josh pretty much. Josh standard issue black.
You do have
Josh
green.
Is in production.
Joshua
production
has
people
black.
Wear all black.
Greg has black on and blue jeans. Like, we are just in our standard issue black attire today. So thank you guys so much for joining us. I have dubbed March the month of taking it easy on the Love Hour podcast. I do have a topic in mind that we can kind of hit on, but before we get there, I wanted to encourage everyone to stay safe out there and kind of give our own updates on the coronavirus. There's no way you don't know about the coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Because it is quite literally impacting the global economy. I was listening to a podcast earlier and I was explaining it to you guys just a little bit ago that... Okay, so I was listening to this podcast. Did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had coffee, but clearly not enough. and the doctor was talking about, he's somewhere in Italy, or I'm sorry, in Europe. I think he's in Italy, but I don't exactly remember. Anyways, he was talking about how they are in the process of developing a scorecard to determine people's ability to benefit, is the word that he used, from being pushed to the front of the line and seeking care. And what he said without saying is essentially assessing a patient's survival rate versus another of being pushed to the front of the line. So as an example, if you are an elderly person, if you have a pre-existing condition, and you've contracted coronavirus. If we have pushed you to the front of the line, what is your likelihood of surviving? And if that likelihood is low, is it really in, I want to say the public, this is my words, not his, but it almost sounded like he was saying, is it in the public's best interest to push you to the front of the line over someone else's going to the front and living?
So afterwards, they're basically saying if you're 80 and you already got pneumonia
or cancer
and you got the Rona, we're just going to be like, I mean, it's time.
I think that
they're deciding. Yes,
they're giving you a scorecard that says your, I want to say livability rate. I don't know if that's
survival
a thing.
Rate.
Survival rate. Thank you. That was much better than livability. Survival rate.
No, man, you got to give me a chance.
That's how I
feel. I want to live.
But they're so overwhelmed. I guess they have to create some type of priority or ranking system.
So you mean to tell me a doctor comes in with the chart, you're 80 with the disease, like you got, you know, pneumonia, cancer.
Okay, but let's be clear.
It's a whole thing.
Obviously, those at risk the most are going to be like the 80-year-old, older people. I don't want to just say 80, but elderly people and very young people. But you could be middle-aged and have a pre-existing condition. And
so wait, but I thought if you were young, you're supposed to be stronger and more able to.
But I'm talking, what if you're a baby? What if you're a toddler? I hate you.
Ain't nobody gonna let no baby get up out of here, though. They got so much life ahead of them. This is what happened in the Circle movie we watched. So
wait, say what?
Netflix.
I don't remember.
They were like, you guys
are old.
Remember, they were like, let's just kill all the old people because you guys already lived your life. And nobody wanted to kill the little kid or the pregnant woman.
Yes.
But they turned on them old people so quick. They're like, you guys have been around. We're just going to go ahead.
I just think that
that's from Snowpiercer.
I just think that that it is. I don't know what to think about it. Like, is that savagery? Is that in the best interest of the public? I don't know that I can really have an opinion on this, because if it was my grandmother, I'd be like, no,
she's y'all better let my grandma live. Yes. Grandma, baby, they said I ain't got no chance, but who gonna make the peach cobbler? Who? Lissa can't do it.
I don't know. I feel, I don't know. These are crazy, crazy times.
I was talking to Doughboy about this. Doughboy completely freaked out, by the way.
Oh, I know.
He completely, I'm sure we're going to talk about this in Righteous and Ratchet. Maybe not, because he doesn't want to talk about it, Rona. Doughboy was like, I'm about to go buy a gun. Like, sir, why? I said, who are you going to shoot? He said, man, people are, it's not funny, but it is. Did you hear me talk?
No, I did a little bit.
He said he played the tape for it in his mind. And in his mind, people are roaming the streets. And they said, but Doughboy has snacks. So you mean to tell me people are running the streets wild? And they're just like, where's Doughboy live? I know he got premium snacks and food. And he going to have to kill somebody who's coming for his snacks. In his worst case scenario, he's defending food.
What's funny, though, is that you bring up a really good point about people catastrophizing in their mind.
I catastrophize.
Oh,
I feel like we group catastrophize.
Absolutely.
The toilet paper is a perfect example.
Yes.
Nothing about that Rona said toilet tissue, but people were like, I got to buy, what if we don't have access to it? So by the time we went to the grocery store,
there was
toilet tissue. Luckily, Melissa has us on
Amazon subscription.
Amazon subscription of that TP.
Yep.
But like, I went and bought 4 cases of water, and then I got home. First of all, we already had water, and I just freaked out. And then I was just like, wait, what about this says we won't have the water in our house?
Yeah.
And I was like, a tap though. And guess what? Full of Arrowhead.
Oh, I know.
The grocery store, people were like, all right, I mean, that's so where I draw the line. Yeah. I don't care. If it's my last day and they're like, here's a case of Arrowhead, I'd be like, it was a good life. I loved you all.
Arrowhead is literally the
worst.
When
the world can't end, we just getting popping.
Yeah, but
I'm just getting started.
But wait. I just want to quickly say, if you are, because I'm the serious person all the time, if you're listening to this and maybe you're triggered because we are kind of like laughing and joking about this, number
to keep
one
from crying.
We do recognize that this is a very like this is serious. And I was actually hoping
this
it wouldn't get
delirious.
As serious as it is right now. Literally last week I had a completely different attitude than I do today. But with that said, if you are listening to this and maybe you have anxiety or you are triggered or whatever, turn this off, because we don't want to add to that. But at the same time, listen, the only way that we're surviving out here is by bringing some type of levity to the situation, because all of us have been in the house. We are worried. We are listening to podcasts. We are listening to CNN, and we are listening to the President of the United States.
It's a
say
hoax.
Things that are
psych. It's a real.
Yes. But like calling it the Chinese virus and just things that are
Wuhan,
just
Wuhan. I got you all in
it's
check.
It's spreading fear, and not just like among people, but even targeting a specific group of people. And you need to bring some type of levity to the situation.
I totally agree. I feel like if you sit up in your house, it is serious. But laughter is like a defense mechanism. And I just can't be living my life with doom and gloom.
Yes.
Like people are like, listen, it's serious for us in the Fredericks household.
Yeah.
We entertainment industry people.
Yes.
When people are scared, they, you know, they like, I can't. Mm-hmm. That's another thing Doughboy said. What about the Patreon? What if they take away the Patreon? I got to get a job. I was like, dude, yes.
I mean, but those fears can be blown out of proportion, but they are rooted in something very real.
Q2 and Q3 are going to be down in the Fredericks household.
Yes,
you understand me?
Yes.
And let me tell you what. I knew my child ate a lot.
Oh.
I knew. But bruh, when you see him in the house with nowhere to go, there's
every 5 minutes.
It just, and he really be up in
opening
there.
Opening the refrigerator door.
Making sausage one day. He made a sausage and bacon sandwich. I'm like, bro, you can't do two porks. He always, Melissa has cooked more.
I know, I really have.
I mean, she's cooking breakfast, lunch, dinner, 3 meals a day.
I'm trying not to eat out.
All this spaghetti. Okay, me and Melissa watching the worst movies on Netflix. We'll get to that. He come right back in the refrigerator 20 minutes after dinner. Clean. I'm hungry. How? You can't. You're bored. You can't pop. Joe won't eat for hours.
He won't.
He will not. You won't. Joe.
And then eat four huge
meatballs. Just eat six meatballs. We're like, Joe, why are you so hungry? He's like, I pretty much just been eating snacks all day. Nobody made me eat lunch, so I didn't. He'll eat cereal and then nothing. And then at 9 o'clock, I was like, okay, I'll eat six meatballs. Isaiah, you put leftovers in the doggone thing. Is anyone going to eat? Why do you think I put it in there? Is anyone going to have this whole pork shoulder?
He is a growing boy with a huge appetite. And listen, we were all in the house praying to the Lord that at the end of this, we all haven't gained 15 pounds because the gym is closed. But I'll tell you what, bring the gym to your home. And you can do that with Open Fit. Boom! Transition of the year.
I need some wipes. Yes.
Yes.
You kind of called it out and then didn't go into that.
You at home. All your parts are tired because you've been working out with your husband. Catch my drift. Now it's time for you to work out your arms, your legs, and your stomach. Hella. And you can do that with Open Fit. You know you guys are at home. The gyms are closed. At least they are in LA, and they probably are where you are. And if they're not, they should be, because gyms are gross and disgusting. And you do not want to be subjected to those type of germs and nastiness, especially during something like this. And so what you want to do is bring the gym to your home. Open Fits takes the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a new fitness streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. All you need is 10 minutes. Pop on the Open Fit app, do your little workout, get it really good in, get your adrenaline going, get your heart rate up, sweat a little bit. It'll make you feel a lot better and not go, what is it called when you're at home? Not stir crazy, home crazy. No,
it's stir crazy.
Stir crazy? Mm-hmm. Cabin fever is actually the word I was looking for.
Stir crazy. You go stir crazy because of cabin fever.
Okay. So you don't get cabin fever and go stir crazy. You want to do that with Open Fit. Open Fit has changed the way I work out by texting my code LOVE to 50 50 50. You can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you right now during an Open Fit 14-day challenge. 14 days corresponds perfectly with this quarantine. My listeners get a special extended 14-day free trial membership. You know what? Come out of this quarantine looking better than you came in, okay? Is that a word or no?
Mm-hmm.
You can text the word LOVE, that's L-O-V-E, to 50 50 50, and you will get access to Open Fit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text LOVE to 50 50 50, and remember, standard message and data rates may apply. So as we've been talking about being in the house and going stir crazy, Kevin and I have decided to implement like a movie night every night with the boys. And we've watched some fantastic movies.
Great movies. So Knives Out.
Knives Out was the very first movie that we watched. Has anybody ever heard of this movie?
I only saw like a trailer for it. And I knew like the lineup and actors that were in it. And that's what kind of...
There's like 30 people in that movie. I saw Captain America memes. This one girl I follow, she made a whole bunch of funny memes from the thing, but it wasn't even correlating that was a movie he was in.
Got it.
So Melissa, actually Zay Zay recommended
it. It was Isaiah's recommendation.
For he was like, no, it's got high Rotten Tomatoes. Man, we turned that movie on. No trailer. Literally
I had
no
never
idea.
Heard of it before. Ever. Like I literally never in life heard of this movie, especially it came out last year, right?
Yeah, around Christmas. I heard of it. I just didn't know what it was about.
Listen, I hadn't a single clue, which is honestly one of the like
Parasite.
Themes that we've developed in our house is go into movies with literally never hearing about them. So you don't go in with expectation. And it worked out really well for us. Some
Knives
movies,
Out was a great
some
flick.
Of them are duds, but Woo! Even that's fun. But Knives Out was a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
It was absolutely amazing.
Okay, so it is. Describe what it is, Kevin.
It's a whodunit.
It's a in the
murder
genre
mystery
of whodunit.
Are we doing a spoiler alert or spoiler review?
Spoiler free review.
Spoiler free. Because maybe Doughboy will watch it, and we can do a spoiler.
Yeah,
alert.
And if people haven't watched it, it's one
we
of
don't
those movies.
Ruin it.
I don't. I don't want to ruin.
But let
I
me just
want
tell you
to
this.
Go and enjoy it.
We had no idea what the movie was about. We watched it. We're like, oh, we know what this is about.
this will happen. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, 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 oh. And down it just keeps you on your toes until the very last drop.
Until the very last moment of the film.
Just like when you finish, like, busting a nut, and it's just like, beep, pss, pss, pss,
pss. Where is Deborah Cox when you need her?
Oh, Limited Ads is done. Just if you call it that Rona, someone have to watch this whole thing to get all this stuff.
Oh, if you call it Rona, they're not monetizing.
Oh, yeah. Do not call it Rona, because I just put up the ISIS video. They were like, ISIS terrorists plus coronavirus? Could be. And I was just like, ah. And I went on my YouTube to make sure it was monetized and totally forgot about that. So we got to do something else.
Yeah, yeah. We can't call it anti-Rona.
But anyway. Not that Rona. But very good. It was good to see Chris Evans. Bright career. He was good in that. He was good in Snowpiercer. If you guys haven't watched it, Netflix it. He is a good actor. Mm. And I'm glad that he's not going to be stuck. You know, you be known for one thing.
Yeah. RDJ can't do anything.
Whoo. The Dr. Doolittle was a big jump.
Oh, I was angry. I still feel very firmly that Iron Man did not die for RDJ to do Dr. Doolittle. Period.
I didn't know Dr. Doolittle was a remake. I thought Eddie Murphy, Dr. Doolittle was the first. You knew?
No, I didn't. No, I'm saying I knew with
somebody
you.
Was like, man, I was like, man, they were like, you or can't I remake that. I was like, yeah. You. And then somebody was like, Dr. Doolittle with Eddie Murphy was a remake. And I was like, what? And then they showed a picture, and that character is more like RDJ's version.
Well, the only Dr. Doolittle.
So Eddie Murphy was the flip.
No. The only Dr. Doolittle I recognize is Eddie Murphy, pure point blank.
That's how black people are. We up in here now. It's ours. But yeah, watch Knives Out. We watched Game of Thrones.
Wait. It is. Okay. So we watched it with our boys. Our boys are 11 and 13. It is a PG-13 and it is a hardcore pressing PG-13, in my opinion, in terms of, well, depending on how saved you are and sensitive you are to cursing.
Yeah, we kind of let our boys watch.
Because I do think it had quite a bit of cursing.
I know
it.
The boys be watching cussing on YouTube videos when we're not around.
No, I know that.
I know too, because I went in there and Joe had the sound on, and the dude cussed. He's like, "Whoops!"
Yeah.
And then I went back, and then
they'd be like, "Sorry, mommy, sorry."
As soon as I came back in the room, he was like, "This is my guy." Like, put the headphones on. He's like, "Nope, I want to listen to it out loud."
That's exactly.
But so anyway,
I say all that to say it is a PG-13 movie. While it is a fun movie, it is literally a movie that I consider to be fun. It took you on like a ride. There was twists, there was turns. You think you know, then you don't know. Then you're like, no, I really know now. And then you absolutely don't know.
We should watch Murder on Orient Express tonight.
Yes. And so I say all that to say, just be mindful. Our kids are older, and our rules
and
as far as that goes
parents.
Are maybe a little bit different than yours. So just be mindful of that.
Knives Out on be like, hey, Kevin, listen, told us it was a... Yeah, no, we did not.
Listen,
we let our kids watch.
But with all that said,
I feel like I kind of let that happen so I could watch more movies that I wanted to watch.
No, I'm sure of that. With that said, it is a fantastic movie. I highly recommend it. I'm sorry that we are like pumping it up for you because we went in with zero expectation. Yeah. I know.
I don't think it'll let you down, though.
I don't either. But there was someone I posted about it and someone was like, I didn't like it. And I wanted to be like, well, you must live a miserable life because it was a fun movie. How do you not like it?
They're just dumb.
You have to pay attention. If you don't like having to pay attention to a movie...
That's true.
So we had a meeting about the movie we're writing with, for me and Tony. And I told them, Knives Out, what I really like about it is there's no throwaway lines.
No.
What you thought is just a word that they said absolutely means something. Yeah. There's no wasted motion. And I like movies like that.
Yeah.
I like having to pay attention. Although sometimes I don't have... Like Narcos, I like watching. But I realize it's something I have to... Watch. Like The Office, I'm just like, I don't even have to look at the TV. Also, I've seen every episode a million times.
Yeah.
But when you have to like read subtitles or watch this movie, you need to pay attention or you're gonna miss what's going on. So we've been eating terrible too, man. Melissa bought this movie theater butter popcorn.
Oh my God, it is amazing.
Is out of this world. Yes.
I think it is.
The Orville Redenbacher movie. She popped the bag when we were eating this. I was like, did you order? I was like, listen, did you add butter to this? She was like, no, Kev. It was just in here like that.
It was so good. And I'm not a popcorn eater. I hate popcorn. Man. I hate how it feels on my teeth. And it gets, I'm not a popcorn eater. Chad, I must have ate that whole entire situation.
She ate that like it was lunch.
It was so good.
She went double fist.
It was so freaking good. So anyway,
how many more of the packs do we got of that?
Probably three. I bought two boxes, but I realized I bought two boxes, but I bought one of each.
Let me tell you what. Speaking of food, Magnum makes Joshua the dark chocolate raspberry.
It is so
the
good.
Outside of the ice cream wall is chocolate.
It's got that little crunch.
Oh,
I had a little bit of Kevin's.
Josh, you break the wall of the pint is the top cover is chocolate. There's chocolate in there.
Wait, so tell the people what it is, Kevin.
It's the Magnum. I'm sorry. And let me listen.
Facts.
Dark. What is it? It's a
cut
dark,
this and post it.
Magnum. Well, not that Magnum, Google. I already got the kids. Okay, it's called Magnum Dark Chocolate Raspberry Ice Cream Tub.
They can't see that.
First of all, it is 1,000 calories if you eat the whole thing.
It is so worth it, though.
It is the best, most decadent ice cream.
Decadent. Ever. Is it dark chocolate too? Right, it's not milk chocolate.
What happened was because of that Rona, our regular ice creams were gone.
Yeah.
So I went to get the Häagen-Dazs. First of all, they don't have the mango at the Brow's.
Yeah,
Bar.
That's my.
So they we do get Häagen-Dazs, Rocky Road. All the Rocky Road was gone. Fish food from Ben and Jerry's was gone. Like all my regular
fish
stuff.
Food.
It's too much for her, but I love it. All the Rocky Road was gone. So I was like, man, let me just try this. Because Magnum makes the good bars. And I didn't know they had gotten to the tub business. I said, y'all in the tub business? I said, Kev, what you talking? We been in the tub. So I didn't really I was like, oh, dark chocolate. Maybe it'll be like a Black Forest cake. First of all, let me tell you the truth. Bought that for me.
Yes.
Got Isaiah chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. I go put my ice cream in there. He come back with my tub. Is this for me? Oh, thank you so
Daddy,
much.
Thank you so much. No, oh, my gosh,
mean?
Daddy. Thank you so much.
I was like, what are you talking about? I got cookie dough for you. Oh, no, I'm sure you know that I wanted this. You can have the cookie dough. I don't like cookie dough ice cream. But can I have it? That's what he said. So I said, I asked Melissa, am I a good father if I force him to eat his own ice cream and I eat his? Or my good father, if I let him have mine. She was like, let him have it. That's all the mothers do. Let the baby have it. And it's I wanted it. So I had to ask him if I could taste my own ice cream. So I only got a little bit then. I went back to the grocery store.
And I didn't taste it then.
When we find out the kids are out of school, then we had to go grocery shopping. Because at first we had just bought a couple
on
things.
On Friday, we went
Then we were like, oh, they got to go to school. So might as well get some ice cream. Josh,
you
people
bought
of
two
the world.
Tubs.
Two tubs. I'm going to go back.
Oh, I want my own this time.
I'm going to go back because this thing is out of this world.
It is so good. It is literally like a raspberry covered in chocolate, but it's decadent, but it's not as rich
it's
as
eating
those.
It's not super rich. That's why you don't like fish food.
That's why I don't like fish food. And it's also why I don't like chocolate covered raspberries or cherries is actually what it is. Chocolate covered. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's just a lot going on. And then sometimes they be juicy in this. It's just a lot. I don't like all those things in my mouth. However...
I was trying not to. First, you went to juicy. Then you say you don't like a lot of things in your brother. I'm like, man. What
well,
you
listen,
talking?
While we're talking about being juicy, let me tell you about Lola as well because they offer the juice that you need. Because listen,
the juice to get you
staying hydrated not only helps prevent and steer off this coronavirus. I just learned this, but it also allows for better penetration since these are the things you're probably going to be doing.
These are the walls we want this for, breaking through.
Lola is fantastic is because more. They offer everything that you need from sex products to feminine hygiene products to all the things that you need as women. We know that we need these things and we know that we need them made for and by women, because we understand
our coochies by coochies.
We understand our bodies better than anyone else, and anyone else meaning men. Lola is a female founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, all natural cleansing wipes. Unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. And a lot of times those chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes are what makes our bodies react and respond in ways that we don't be liking. You can have smells, you can have itchy, you can have a lot of things going on when you start adding all of those additives to your products. With Lola's subscription service, which at this time, subscription services are the way to go. Why? Because you can't leave your home. So you need things to be delivered to your house on a schedule, so it is out of mind, out of sight. You don't have to think about it. They show up on your doorstep on time every time, and that's all you need. They deliver the number of boxes at the frequency of your choice. Lola is known for its line of period products made with organic cotton, and right now Lola additionally offers sex products made with women in mind. Sex by Lola is a line of gynecologist approved sex and health wellness products, lubricated condoms, personal lubricant, and cleansing wipes designed first and foremost for women. Sex by Lola is water-based, it's hypoallergenic, and it's made with 95% organic ingredients to create a long-lasting lubricant that perfectly mimics natural feminine moisture and maintains a healthy pH balance. The Sex by Lola is a line also available for subscription. You can add to your period subscription, so everything is delivered conveniently on your ideal schedule. Until now, our only options have been products aggressively marketed toward men and their desires. What about our needs as women? At Lola, women come first. You should be empowered to make decisions about your sex life. For 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter lovehour30 when you subscribe. Again, for 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter lovehour30
when
you subscribe. Subscriptions are literally the way to go. I'm a huge person on like subscription services. We also want to tell you about Native. We all need a little bit of deodorant in our lives, especially if we're going to be locked up in the house, which you don't want it to be smelling your kids, and they smell like they've been locked up in the house and haven't been taking baths and putting on deodorant. So let's get their lives in order. Did you know that many conventional deodorants contain aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to keep you from sweating? Well, Native's deodorant is made without aluminum and with ingredients you've heard of like coconut oil and shea butter. And people who love Native love Native. I've gotten so many reviews from our listeners about how much they really enjoy Native because it works and it is aluminum free. So you can feel better about what you're putting on your body. Their classic scents include coconut and vanilla, which is their most popular for good reason. It is my literal favorite scent, but they also have lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. Eucalyptus is such a great like spa smell. So if you like that kind of clean spa-like smell, you'd probably like the eucalyptus and mint. Something for everyone. Native comes in a wide variety of options, even for men, women, and teens. They offer an scented option for all of you who are sensitive to fragrances and maybe are just like, I'd rather not. Offer an unscented option for you. And a baking soda free formula for those with baking soda sensitivities. Native is excited for the relaunch of their toothpaste line. Native is offering two minty flavors with the option of fluoride or fluoride free that will help keep your mouth squeaky clean, whitening wild mint and peppermint oil, and a detoxifying charcoal with mint. Again, available fluoride or fluoride free. Native natural toothpaste can do it all. It whitens, freshens breath, it's enamel safe, and prevents cavities. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code LH during checkout. One more time, you're going to go visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code LH during checkout. Okay, so we didn't even really get to my topic for the day, but I think we should I'll save it, okay. And we can just get through the
is it raining again? Yeah. Isaiah's teacher, that's why I was looking at my phone. Isaiah's teacher sent that he did not turn no stuff in,
Oh,
and
no.
I was about to be like, boy. But then her next message was like, oh, my bad. I was looking at the wrong line.
Oh.
Isaiah was like, what? What? I did it. Because I was like, I know I've seen him in there doing that.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
It's so crazy that teachers can access you like that. Mm-hmm. Like, literally a text to your phone right away.
I absolutely love technology for that reason, that I can have direct contact with the kids' teachers that doesn't involve me actually going to the school.
Yeah.
So being able to talk to them via, it's called Parent Square. It's an app that we have for the parents. Or that the school has, shot it ain't my thing. But I can like email them directly. When Joe was so afraid that he was flunking this child, this my poor baby.
Oh my God.
He was so confused as to how, and I was too low key. I was like, you just made the AB honor roll and now you're flunking. Somebody make it make sense. And it was like within 3 weeks of each other. the fact that I was able to like email their teacher like right away, they were able to respond. We got everything kind of sorted out and figured out. But that kind of like, I don't have to figure out how to take off work and have an appointment because you're only going to be available, you know, during
just
the hours.
I just screenshot her message to him, and he was like, I did that. And then she sent another message.
I think that is shout out to technology, man. Because
you can't lie about your grades. Remember, you when we were young, people used to go home and erase the message.
Oh yeah, but now
you can't do that.
Yeah, it's much harder to do unless you got a like hacker on your hands. They could like hack the system. Okay, so with all that said, what was another movie that we watched?
We watched James Bond Casino Royale. Great.
I enjoyed it. It wasn't all that though to me to get as high of a rating. I don't know. Y'all can shoot me if you want to.
Maybe not great.
I actually felt like solid. It was a little long.
Very long.
Yeah, it was a little long.
You don't think
Daniel
Craig is handsome?
I don't. I'm sorry. In a not sorry type of way.
Top five white handsome guys. Go.
Okay, so the question was my top five. I actually looked in the Patreon. They gave me some really good ones.
No, you need your own.
No, Bradley Cooper. I would have said Bradley Cooper. Okay. I love Bradley Cooper.
I was trying to do my head who you would say.
So, George
Clooney.
I'll
tell Clooney you whether the people
and
say.
Ryan Reynolds was my other one. I used to love Ryan Reynolds. That's probably all the other guys. I'm like, yeah, no.
No, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin. I forgot I love Justin.
Yeah.
I did.
He went right back to the blacks, though. Soon as Man in the Woods flunked, he was like Timberland, SZA, Pharrell.
Oh, and someone said they love Paul Walker. I did used to love Paul Walker.
Man,
as
there's
well.
A clip of Paul Walker rest and Tyrese Paul Walker. From one of the Fast and Furious movies, and him saying him and Tyrese are arguing. He's like, "All right, forget about it." And Tyrese says something. He's like, "I said forget about it, cuz." It's the funniest thing ever because I don't remember watching that. By the way, first date movie Melissa and I ever went together was the Fast and Furious. That dollar movie theater on Fort Lewis. This wasn't our official date, not with your parents. It was a date to me.
I don't remember this. I feel like the one we went to was
No, not the time we went Ruby Tuesdays with your dad.
That's not what I'm about to say.
What you finna say?
Well, let me get
lies.
It out. Lush. Kings of Comedy.
No, we went with Jay to that.
That's what I thought.
No, we were together by then. I'm talking about
I do not remember.
It was
remember
a date to me. We went to that dollar movie.
Who was with us?
People who don't matter anymore. You realize you're in high school, those people matter to your life so much, and then when you go to college, done.
I do not remember this at all.
You don't remember going to see Fast and Furious with me, Kevin, at the dollar movies on Fort Lewis?
I mean, there is nothing in my
brain. I didn't
matter
to you then. I don't think we were dating at this time. It was a date to me. It was a group of us. We all went.
Maybe that's why it's not computing.
Just us.
Who was with us?
Denise.
Okay.
She matters.
Okay, keep going.
I don't remember nobody else, though.
Hello.
Denise is the only person I remember.
Oh.
But anyway, we saw Fast and Furious together at the dollar movies. We saw Kings of Comedy together, too. It's great.
My mom did not want me to see that movie.
Yeah, forget your mom.
She was
listen,
out here
listen, Melissa's
to
mom,
be.
This is just funny. I love her. Melissa had her license and was a good driver. We were going to Safeco Field, which is the Mariners play. Fred Hammond was doing a concert there. Melissa's mom was like, let Kevin drive. He's the man.
My car.
With no license.
No, I don't think it was even like, let him drive because he's the man. I think she literally like just didn't trust me.
She was like, let Kevin drive. Melissa was like, Kevin doesn't have a license. She was like, let him drive.
No, you had a license. This is when we were in high school.
I did not have a license
college.
At this time. No.
Oh, we're talking about two different occasions.
Whoa, like, you want to know a funny story?
When we were in college is what I'm talking about.
Had got my first real car, not the Geo Metro. I had a Geo Metro where the front door would not close.
No, let's be clear. When he bought the car, the front door did close.
No.
Kevin is harsh on cars even to this.
He gave me that car.
What does that have to do with my point?
I just wanted you to break into your credibility.
Kevin tore this car down.
I did not. What you talking? I ain't do nothing to that deal.
Wasn't it a
stick?
And you... The clutch was out by the time you were finished.
Okay, so
the door was completely, basically off the hinges. The transmission was basically kaput.
Okay, let me tell you the truth.
Kevin had this car for 2.5 months, 75 days, and the car was completely shattered.
Liar. I never got oil changes.
Have you been in Kevin's car today? That's how he treated the Geo Metro then.
What's wrong with my car today?
Yes.
What's wrong with my car today? I got 155,000 miles, still working.
You know why it's made it
check
that
engine far? Light and tire pressure light and the gas light is on right now, though. I got a lot going on. So I was like, bruh, I've been on the road. Anyway, my first two cars, I never got an oil change.
Ever.
Not once. Why? Nobody told
me. And then would be like.
I didn't know my real dad.
I would be like, Kevin, just because this is out, because he's like, it's broke anyway. I'm going to break it all. Do you understand the fallacy in that argument? If one thing is broken, fix it. And then the rest of the car works.
Anyway, the reason I bring this story up, my second car.
He did the exact same thing.
First day I got it, Melissa's mom was like, can you take her to school? And I was like, I'm not really sure if I should drive it to Seattle and back. She was like.
He was worried about putting miles on the car.
I already had 100 bands on it. Melissa's mom was like, okay. I see how this is going to be. I was like, of course I'll take her. Of course. I took that girl to school
every weekend.
I would drive an hour after church, after night service, drop her off, and then drive an hour back home in my
because he didn't live on campus
apartment. Her mom was like, I'm no. not. No.
By this time, he didn't live on campus.
And she came home every weekend. I would pick her up on the weekends because I would ride the bus usually, but then I would drive her on Fridays.
And let's be clear, the last thing he needed to be worried about on that car was miles. Kevin is so hard on cars to this
day. You're hard on my nerves.
Hello? Don't get punched.
I won't. Don't domestic violence me.
I will.
I am a little rough on cars.
Take the little out.
That's why I need a Range Rover. I feel like Range Rovers fit my style. I've been doing enough.
Are Range Rovers foreign cars?
Yeah. So I almost bought a used Range Rover years ago, and Mel was like, please do not do that. First of all, everything in a Range Rover is expensive.
Everything.
You can't get it fixed at Pet Boys. European things. I was like, because it was like $8,000. Mel was like, you want to buy an $8,000 Range Rover so you can spend $60,000 to drive it. And I was like, but it'll be a Range. So... if I ever have a Range, you'll know I made it. If you see me driving a Range, me, not Melissa, because Melissa gets the good cars. If you see me driving a Range, I have made it. Right now, Corolla outside. That Corolla, it got that Rona. My car is like, bro, you ain't on the road. I ain't really supposed to be driven every day like that. We kind of had a whole thing.
You go to the gym two times. You don't even really drive. You just don't take care of your car.
How I don't take care of the car? The car is older than day. This car been in our family from, it was the nice car for us.
It was.
For a while.
It was.
I took a picture when I got it from Melissa. It is not the nice car. I'm about to give it to Zay Zay.
He deserves it.
Three more years.
If your child isn't passed down a car at least 2 years older than they are,
your car was born in 1985.
No, my first car was born the same year I was born. Yeah, my car was 80. Yes, Nick's car was born the same as was in 85.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
My car was a 1983 silver Honda Accord. But by this time, cars weren't this big, so it was like. The equivalent
that Honda car was about the size of your car, Josh.
It was a baby. It was a short one.
Child's.
It was back in the day when an Accord, the sedan, was really still like this big. Yes.
Yes.
Very boxy.
How do you know about this? I'm about to say this is much before your life.
Yes, but it's 10 years older.
Yeah, that thing would not go fast. That's the car we were driving.
It wouldn't go up hills, though. But that car did right by me. I did not have one single solitary issue with that car outside of driving up hills.
Well, listen, and let me drive that car shift. When I was in high school. She was in track. And she's like, you can drive my car. And then I took it to Walmart, but I didn't have no money. So I just took it to Walmart and I walked around and then I came
back
to school.
That is such a Kevin thing to do. I had to make you stop driving my car, though, because you didn't really know how to drive a stick shift that well. Listen, my dad, my
maid. Are you a politician?
Yes.
She lies. I was not scratching no gears. What you talking? I drive better than you.
Negro, you. Sorry. Sorry.
I don't drive better
than her. But you is a whole entire lie and the truth ain't in you.
But I be in you.
Is there another ad or
Dorona! Keep you closer. Y'all be having sex during that Rona? Me and Melissa already spend a lot of time together. But this is a lot of time. I'm at home a lot. See, last time when the tour was over, I realized something. I was at home, but we were meeting like crazy.
Wait, what happened?
When the tour ended, I wasn't performing, but I wasn't at home. Shooting, meeting, boys in school. This with the boys at home and all, I don't have no meetings. I don't have no shoots or very little. We be at the house.
We do. What are we doing to stay healthy at the house? What we need to be doing is taking Ritual because they provide us with all of the vitamins that we need in our bodies, because no matter how hard we try eating kale salads, drinking green smoothies, number one, they don't taste good. But in addition, you're just not going to get everything that you need, all the essential nutrition that you need on a daily basis. Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women, has nutrients most of us don't get enough of from our food, all in their clean, absorbable forms. No shady additives or ingredients that can be more harm to your body than good. Two easy to take capsules provide 9 nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. Ritual is vegan friendly. It is sugar free. There's no GMO and it is gluten free. And nowadays somebody is vegan. They ain't on sugar. They don't want no GMOs or they are gluten free. Like somebody always got a dietary restriction. Ask me how I know, because I have guests and I'm always like, can you tell me your dietary restrictions? Yes, I can. It is all of these. A subscription is easy to start and it is easy to snooze, which is great. But please sign up for subscriptions. They're literally the best. We all have 50,000 things on our to-do list. Do not make going to the store one of them when you can put those things that you know you're going to need every single month. Just put them on a description. Make your life easy. It's only $1 a day to have all of the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every single month. No strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight. It happens intentionally every single day. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months.
What?
3.
Nice.
Insert a Ricky Thompson clip here. Fill in the gaps with your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/lovehour to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months. All you're going to do is go to ritual.com/lovehour.
Love hour.
Oh. Child, we talked about some of everything. Somebody said wording is hard, child. And trying to read everything that I got to say, child, I'd be on a struggle.
So how are you feeling with that Rona?
How am I feeling with that Rona? This is a great question. I am intentionally controlling my anxiety. I am intentionally controlling my exposure to the news. I wanted to watch CNN last night. Hello. I wanted to watch CNN last night, but I decided against it simply because I don't want to overconsume. And it's a balancing act. I find myself trying to make sure I'm not flooded with information, which increases fear, increases anxiety. But at the same time, you don't want to be ignorant, like, you know, intentionally obtuse and ignorant and not knowing what's going on in the world. So trying to strike that balance actually has been a little bit difficult for me, but I am trying to make sure that we are washing the hands. Yesterday, everybody looks at Kevin.
You can't even clear your throat in this world.
Chow, you sure you cleared your throat or was that a cough? But trying to ensure that I am, you know, washing my hands and understanding the symptoms is actually something that's really important to me. So that way, if any of us are exposed, you can recognize those right away.
Yeah.
And, you know, immediately be taken to the hospital.
And Idris got that wrong, too.
Yeah, but all of these people are, like, out of the country, too. Like, the Hanks, Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, okay, are, like, in Australia. I believe Idris Elba is on set as well. So all of those things, you kind of feel like it's close but far.
Yeah.
So, again, just trying to find the balance of how much information I'm consuming, making sure that I'm protecting my mental mental space without sacrificing the need for knowledge and ensuring that I am informed has been a little bit difficult for me, but I feel like I'm doing the right things. I did look up, like I said, what are the symptoms? I watched this video. Did you watch it?
It was
this,
too long.
It was, it's like 37 minutes, but there's this video actually low key kind of going viral of this older couple. I think they were on a cruise ship and then they were taken to Japan for treatment. And it actually, I found it to be very, very informative to hear someone's firsthand experience. I found it to be really informative. So I did watch that. And then just little things to be like keeping note of. That's how I knew about, like, you know, it doesn't like heat. And so it was saying even going outside is really helpful, not only mentally, but like in killing the virus. Gargling with salt water, I've heard, is really helpful. So I had the family do that yesterday and they were all fighting me. And I was like, no, we all need to be doing this. So we like gargled with salt water yesterday. I'm ensuring the boys are staying hydrated. Like all of those things are things you can do to like ward it off.
Yeah.
I'm trying not again to instill fear in my kids, but making sure that we're doing the right things to stay safe. What do you think?
My first thing was money. I was like, shows gonna be canceled.
Yeah.
I wasn't really tripping about that because thankfully I've been in this business a long time. That coffee gone, girl.
I was doing it without even looking.
Thankfully, YouTube, the first YouTube apocalypse, not the Logan Paul one. Remember when we had our first apartment?
Yeah.
And ads went down. I was like, crap, I can't have only one line of business. So I got to do merch. I got to do live shows. I got to do podcasts. I got to do YouTube. So luckily, bad stuff has happened to me a lot in my career. So that has allowed me to, one, just save ridiculous amounts of money. I don't really be spending nothing.
Okay.
You don't really spend nothing. So thank the Lord we can withstand, even if I didn't tour again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be able to get the range. Definitely got to push that back. So my first thought was like, dang, okay, I'm going to have to reschedule some things.
Right.
Like March, April, maybe even May shows are now going to become August, September, October shows. Actually, I didn't even tell you this online. I was like, the creators conference might be in jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
Because the prep time was after the tour.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to shut down and I'll focus on the thing. But now I'm contractually obligated to do these shows.
Sure.
So we'll find out about that. I'm not going to put that out to the public. This is just, you know, true fans who are watching this. But with the Love Hour conference and the stage crew, I don't know if we're going to be able to carry the weight of both of those without the income of the tour too.
Right,
another thing. Like that's what's financing.
Yeah.
That's our drug money.
Right.
Right now ain't nobody buying no coke.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Been watching a lot of Narcos, Josh. It's still good, even without Pablo Escobar. I like the Mexico ones too. So then it was like, okay, YouTube, I know our YouTube numbers are gonna go through the roof though.
Yeah.
YouTube and Facebook content numbers are gonna go through the roof. Gonna have to think of some merch ideas. Gonna have to throw a sale on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that we have more than one stream of income.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was just like my friends who are just road comics,
mm-hmm.
and it's the craziest thing living in the world. Like the coronavirus, we've heard of stuff before: SARS, MERS, and swine flu, H1N1. None have been this big.
Yeah,
this global, I should say. It was always enough of this is that, this is that. And I didn't realize how much stuff is affected.
Yeah.
Travel industry, entertainment. I mean, just so, like, I was reading this article because they closed all the bars in clubs in L.A. And the restaurant guy was like, well, we might not open again. Like, we really can't be closed for 2 weeks straight with no income. And Roy Wood Jr. wrote a letter to comics, and he was like, some comedy clubs might not open again. He was like, these businesses run check to check too. You think just people run check to check?
That's true.
Businesses run check to check too. That's true. And that's the thing about life. Like September 11th, September 10th, everything was perfect. Mm-hmm. September 11th, I was like, oh, the world is ending.
Yeah.
Our world. So, but I'm thankful to God for Jehovah Jireh.
Come on.
The Lord our provider. Yes. I think, you know, the one thing that's giving me solace is God has not given us the spirit of fear. It'll be a down month or 3 months or 6 months, but it won't be a down life. Mm-hmm. Like things go up and down. The me and Melissa's house, our first house that we own, it's not funny now. It's funny now. Wasn't funny then. We got one property assessment where our property value went
that's
up.
That's actually true.
The next 6 years, yeah, our property value went down.
And six might we be were conservative. Like,
at one point in time,
60
or $70,000 upside down.
Yep.
And I was just like, oh, and the thing that makes that worse is the 5 years prior, everyone we knew who bought a house, their value went up at least $100,000.
Yep.
The minimum was $100,000. Some people made $200,000 and $300,000 in like 3 years.
Yep.
We bought a house and it was in the toilet. It took literally like 7 years.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe 2 or 3 years ago we first started to be back upside or
right side up.
Right side up, and now we, you know, we got a little equity.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So we've been through some things before. We'll get through this. I'm interested. I'm gonna tell you one thing I'm really interested about. That Hollywood releasing that movie, those movies in real time.
Yeah.
They might not go back from that.
I think so too.
I don't think they'll stop making movies theaters, but to get $20 instead of $12 and people buying stuff, because there's a lot of people who don't like won't go to the movie theaters ever anymore.
Yeah, but when you say $20 instead of $12, they're making $12 per person versus now it's basically $20 per household. So you're just banking on volume of reaching more households instead of the individuals.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
I did not think about that.
Yeah.
They definitely probably thought about that. Yeah. And that's probably why they didn't do it.
100%.
But for me, the consumer, I'm getting to watch a movie that I wouldn't have went out and saw right now. So I'm curious about that. But overall, I'm grateful that we've saved money. Grateful that we have more than one income. Grateful that we saved money. I just can't say that enough. My grandma is probably more afraid for us than I am.
Yeah.
She's like, baby, it's the shows. Get baby is the.
I mean, that's one of the scariest things I think about being. Not I think. That is one of the scariest things. That's the full sentence. About being an entrepreneur is that you are. I mean, everyone is subjected.
And that's the thing. Like, it's not just us.
Yeah.
If you're a pilot, if you're a flight attendant, if you own a hotel,
yeah,
if you own a restaurant, like. The industry's affected. They're not even.
Well, and not just that. As I was, again, listening to that podcast this morning, they were talking about the biggest impact to this is global supply chain. And so part of the reason that, like, even Apple is closing is because, and that's what they were saying about the economy crashing. Normally, the economy crashes because we, the people, don't have the money to buy.
Right
now, the demand, so that's demand. So supply isn't there. They're not able to actually manufacture the stuff because people are staying at home. So products aren't being put on shelves. So even the thought of them sending $1,000, whatever it is, to kind of help. Twofold. Number one, if there's nothing to buy because there's nothing on the shelves, but also you are advising, if not demanding us to stay in the house.
We got
to
get this merch going.
So what are you?
On KevOnStage.com.
Yes, but that's why the
Black woman is standard
and
shirt.
That's why brick and mortar like establishments where I have to buy things only. If you haven't signed up for as a restaurant, if you haven't signed up for, you know, the delivery type service, you've missed a whole opportunity right now where people are stuck at home. And the only way that I'm going to patronize your business is if you will have a delivery service. So something like this literally kiss the mic.
Coronavirus.
Literally changes the way people move, will forever move going forward. And you recognize, again, missed opportunity. It's the same thing we were talking about 9/11, how it creates these pockets of industries as a result of exposing the failures as what was once the status quo.
Everything you said is true.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nah.
I hope you guys enjoy
watch this. Our videos more than you usually do.
I would I really want to do a I've been thinking about this. I really want to do a Love Hour After Dark like this weekend. I wanted to do it last weekend, but it was last weekend was kind of a lot going on. But this weekend I really do actually want to do a Love Hour After Dark, but I kind of well, see, that's the thing. I almost want to do a, cuz I've already booked
Lorianne Watson
and Shan.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so she's in April. As a matter of fact, I sent Terrell her headshot so I can get her flyer done. But she's not available until April. So I need at least one more for this month. And I almost was thinking, what if I did like a Patreon popular request?
Okay.
So meaning they would pick the person and then kind of decide what the topic would be. And I have a men thing that I want to do, but I actually want to like fly out like three men to come out and do like imposter syndrome and like mental health with men.
You have to do that in Q3.
Yeah, but I want to do that obviously further down. And I want that to be more public.
Although their prices are low for that Rona.
I ain't flying nobody out here. Because that means you had to go to the airport. And airport is a literal petri dish
of
disgustingness.
So the airlines are in trouble right now.
Yes.
Right? Did you know that during the good years, instead of storing up their money, do you know what they did? Most of them,
what?
7 out of 10, bought back their shares to increase their company value.
Oh.
All the big ones bought back all these shares, increased their value for shareholders.
Oh, they're double hit right now.
And now when you need reserves, guess what you don't have? Reserves. Because your stock is high.
Yeah.
Now your stock is crashed. So that value that you bought back tanked. Now you're going to the government.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can you bail us out? Why didn't y'all save y'all money?
Yeah.
Remember when y'all was raising the prices and stuff? Oh, when stuff happened, y'all raised the price. Y'all ain't put none of that money in the storehouse? Ain't none in the savings account? See? Even Delta and them living check to check.
Yeah.
Increasing your value. Now the stock market crashed. Now you looking dumb in the face.
Well, not only that, you've put all of the risk. Well, all the highs go to you.
Yeah.
But now the lows, you've also, you have the whole entire burden as
but
well.
Not really, though, because the government has to bail you out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the government shouldn't have had to bail you out.
Yeah.
And here's the craziest thing, and I know we got to close. The wildest story about all this is Apple is trying to buy Disney. And I was like, bro, how much money does Apple have?
That is nuts. That's
trillion
nuts.
Dollars in cash.
Well,
in cash.
Well, the thing is, that's the business model that will keep you winning. Cash is always king, point blank.
How do you have a trillion, though? Disney ain't no baby. And apparently, if one of my friends who worked at Apple, just like everybody has a friend who worked at the Pentagon.
Lord, you know who they said the friend was?
Who?
Martin.
Tommy?
Tommy.
Tahir was in our group chat. He passed the meme along. Didn't even realize it was a
But
a
he
chain.
Didn't pass it along as a meme.
No.
Poor
that's
guy.
The thing that's funny. He didn't realize that was a thing. Yeah. But anyway, apparently Steve Jobs wanted to buy Disney.
Oh.
Way back then. They were and like Disney is huge.
Steve Jobs
Disney
was a visionary.
Pixar. Oh my God. I know why. No,
it's probably
the IP.
I was gonna say when you just said
they
it,
want
IP,
the Disney's
because
IP.
Apple TV sucks.
And they can't compete with somebody who has as much IP as Disney. But if they got Disney IP, Star Wars, Marvel,
and they put it all,
they would have
on.
My God, the Apple TV would be out of this
the
world.
The Apple TV would be out of this world. They need to do it because we were just talking about this the other day. I go to Apple TV because literally when you search on Apple TV, if you put like Jennifer Aniston movies across all the platforms come up.
It's smart.
It's not just like
and when you
Netflix
click on it just goes
or
to
Hulu.
The, yeah.
Right. And that's what I like about it.
And we
a better
also watched
search.
Murder Mystery with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler, which was a great movie for yesterday.
It was funny.
It was so dumb.
It's a corny, funny
it is
Adam
so
Sandler movie.
Corny. Adam Sandler literally just be like, this will be funny. Give me $10 million.
Yeah.
But also, Uncut Gems. You should watch that.
I don't know what that is.
One of Adam Sandler's greatest performances.
Oh, really?
Not a comedy. Huh? It is.
I don't want to see Adam Sandler and not a comedy.
You do, though.
I do?
He acted his butt off.
Really?
Yes. I saw it by myself in Sacramento because I was bored out of my mind. Tony had said it was a really good performance, so I watched it. But anyway, if Apple buys Disney, you get The Mandalorian on Apple TV.
Apple TV.
They'll make that money back. Because those Marvel
first
movies,
of all,
they're
buying it in trash. They're buying it in cash. So it's not, that's
is
reserve
Disney
money.
Is struggling like that? How did?
No. Listen, you don't have to be struggling if somebody presents a price tag worthy.
Disneyland is closed. We gave our, we did our part. We went to Tokyo Disney.
But I'm going to need them to extend my LA pass that I bought for the kids. I have three more opportunities for them to visit. Listen, child, actually, take the money because now I don't know if I want my children to go. It expires, I think, in May.
Man, forget that.
Them tickets were expensive.
We off that Rona.
Get my money back. I just bought them tickets.
All right, enough of this.
All right, enough.
Ya basta.
Thank you so much for joining us on this crazy episode.
I've been looking
episode.
At the Periscope camera the whole time.
This
Patreon camera.
This was like just a consciousness of thought episode. I think we just kind of chatted and
Don't
talked.
Worry, y'all. We finna amp up production at Kev on Stage Studios. The mandate is less than 10 people congregating.
Yeah.
But if we're not making no show money, we gonna make these videos.
We need to do our couples video.
We are doing it Friday.
When? Okay.
You gotta get your hair done. I'm a black woman.
You a lie because I never said that.
You never said you were a black woman.
Oh, no, that's a fact.
Black women in standard shirts are on sale now. Buy them so we can feed our children.
Yeah, for real, though.
I'm not laughing.
I should get my
what
you call it today, actually. I think that is it.
It's dark. In the arms of an angel. For real, though, I got no shows.
Okay, have a good day,
I'm
you guys.
Get the range.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for today's Love Hour episode. Please make sure that you are staying safe out there. If you think you've contracted the HIV virus, if you think you've contracted coronavirus, please make sure
you got
that
HIV, you got a whole different set of issues.
Facts. Quarantine yourself. Stay safe. Try to reconnect with your family. Have a movie night.
As you close, I saw one of the funniest. So one of the funny things is like, we're quarantined, so I got to get to know my wife. So dude said, day 3, quarantine, no sports. I was talking to my wife. Apparently, her favorite color is green.
Yellow. Oh, my son was saying
yellow. OTF likes green. It was so funny.
I saw that one, too.
I saw, like, apparently I'm married and I have children.
Cool. Thank you guys so much. Have a good day until the next week. We're hopefully
later this week.
Well, I mean, for the Love Hour,
Miss Kev on Stage. By the way, I made this announcement on Dear Kev, but we are pumping up content on all Kev on Stage platforms. Couple videos coming out this week on Melissa's channel. Gaming videos coming out on Kev on Stage Studios. Game night video games. We came up with that idea, by the way.
Of what?
Game night. It's just going to be video games. And board games, keeping the game night theme. Going live on my Kev on Stage regular page, the Corona Chronicles. Buy merch.
That's it. Thank you guys so much. Have a good day. Bye.
Peace.